Father, without you, we can do nothing. But with you, all things are possible. So we ask that you would just anoint these words tonight, Lord, that your plan would unfold, that your will being done, and that the word would come alive, so not only these that are here, but those that would listen to this message, wherever they may be, whatever parts of the country, world. In Jesus' name. You know, sometimes we can be so close, and the Lord will reveal certain things to us, and we don't comprehend it. But many times we go by our traditions rather than the truth of the Word. And when we are stuck in our traditions, what happens is we're deceived. We don't realize it. Because a great deal of our traditions are not the Lord. And they are what we've been brought up with. They're what we believe. They're what we have believed. And we need to be flexible and moldable by God. And God started on that earlier this morning with me, because he was trying to remind me that there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ. So he was pushing that button. There is no condemnation. But I have a critical mind. And if I don't behave according to my thought patterns that I should, well, obviously, you know what ends up going on, a critical force and thought pattern comes in, and it begins to operate and try to push me down. Anybody else have this problem once in a while? Okay. So the Lord was dealing with me, trying to get me to wake up about his truth being more important than what my truth is. Okay? So his truth should reign, and my truth should be washed away. As my day proceeded, there was a little bit of conversation with an individual. And as that conversation went forth, it was, how do I change what I am and how I think about myself and put in God's opinion instead of my own? Because it's the washing of the water with the Word. And I related this information last night to another individual. And I was reminding this person, God already took care of these things. And your belief system is still invested in maybe what you were brought up with, and it needs to be adjusted. It needs to be reassigned into the mind. So the mind of Christ is really how God thinks about me and you. And the byproduct of all that will be righteousness invested in you by the Word. And I commented to this individual, happened to be a lady, that you guys do know. And I said, remember the woman at the well? She's had 5 husbands. She's involved with another man. And the Lord is not religious. He doesn't say, don't go home back to that man. He doesn't say one word about that. He says one thing to her. You need living water. And I believe that's in John chapter 4.
You need living water. If you knew who I am, you would ask me for living water. And of course, she's on the bucket routine. Oh, yeah, you ain't even got a bucket. And you know, like, where are you, man? And God says, you do the same thing to me. And I said, what? He says, you go by your old way of thinking, your old bucket of accusations against yourself, and you negate my sonship in you. So as the mouth speaks, so is the man. James chapter 3. The power of life and death is in your tongue. So what are you confessing? Are you confessing the little boo-boo that you just had? Or are you confessing my victory over all this stuff, which includes death? Oh, so I took another sigh and digested, like I'm trying to make you digest. When is your opinion going to be allowed to die? About yourself. I mean, the neighborhood, you got pretty good. You know, you'll give them mercy, you'll give them love, you'll give them compassion. What about you? Is salvation for the neighbors and not for you? Are you that bad? Are you that low? Is it a false humility thing? Because I've dealt with that in myself. False humility. Oh, my God. If I could only be holy. You are holy. You are a saint. You've been made holy by the action that was done on that cross. When is it going to sink in? And I know I'm preaching. And is it going to be a reality to me? And I can't make it happen inside your brain. I'm having a hard time having it happen in my brain. Why? Because I'm so accustomed to going by my traditions. Whoa, that was cool. Verse 1 of Romans 8. Therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. Whoa! Set you free from the law of sin and death. And yet, we still go by the old mindsets. Okay? How do we get a new brain in you? I want you to come with me on a short trip. Okay? I'm going to do it this reasonably fast. Isaiah 50, verse 9. Isaiah 50, verse 9. It is the sovereign Lord who helps me. Who is he that will condemn me? They will all wear out like a garment, and moth will eat them up. Luke 6:37. Luke 6:37. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. That includes do not condemn yourself. I needed another amen there. Amen. It means I will not condemn myself. Amen. Try it on. It means I will not condemn myself. Why? Because that's the accuser's job, and you don't need to be under his anointing. John 3:18. Whoever believes in him is not condemned. Ha ha! Have you got it? Do you believe in him?
Yeah.
Then you're not condemned. Declare it with me. Because I believe in him, I am not condemned. Why?
Isn't that awesome?
But whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son.
Now, you understand what I'm trying to get inside of us?
Because I'm not pounding it at you, I'm pounding it in me too.
And I don't mind the sledgehammer.
John 5:24. I tell you the truth, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned.
Woohoo!
Will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life.
Say, tonight I'm crossing over. I'm coming out of death. And I'm coming into life. And it's about time I speak it. About me.
Wow.
Do you understand what we're doing? We're using the water to wash from the Word all that ugly thought pattern about the old condemning nature that you're so accustomed to make yourself feel what?
Condemned. Oh, poor me. You're not poor, you're rich.
Romans 8:34. Who is he that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died? More than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God, and is also interceding for us?
When we cancel what goes on with our own lips, when we actually activate the negative, what are we doing?
We're destroying God's beautiful ability to transform us. And so when we come to the Lord, we come with this false idea that if we feel ugly about ourselves, that we're going to be humble.
Got to stop. It's got to stop.
Cannot be continuing. I'm going to take you to the Amplified because I want you to come with me to Micah chapter 7, which is really a prophetic word coming out of the prophet Micah about the days that we are living in. And you can study chapter 7 if you want at your own pace, but I'm going to start you at verse 15. As in the days of your coming forth from the land of Egypt, I will show them marvelous things. So he's predicting that he's going to take the Israelites, which is what? Us. And compare it to when the Israelites came out of Egypt. If you need the page number, it's 1048. I'm teasing. Okay? Again, I want to repeat. As in the days of your coming forth from the land of Egypt, I will show them marvelous things. Meaning something that is going to happen to those that believe down the road. Meaning us. 16. The nations shall see God's deliverance and be ashamed of all their might, which cannot be compared to his. They shall lay their hands upon their mouths in consternation. Their ears shall be deaf. They shall lick the dust like a serpent, like crawling things of the earth. They shall come trembling out of their strongholds and close places. They shall turn and come with fear and dread to the Lord our God, and shall be afraid and stand in awe because of you, O Lord. Now, what I believe that the Holy Spirit wanted me to remind you is, as you come out of your old way of thinking about yourself, you're going to begin to see signs and wonders that are going to baffle you. Because you see, instead of having that negative word about you, you're going to have the confession that you're a priest and that you are a king. And yes, you are under construction.
But you're still a king and a priest. And you're going to affect the nations and the nationalities around you. That's what's going to happen. And you can apply this, if you wish, to Israel of old, to the Israel of today. If you want to go a little deeper, you'll see that there's going to be jealousy in the earth from the nations because of what God is preparing to do with you and me, the bride of Christ. Amen? Verse 18. I want you to really put a circle around that one because it is quite important. Who is a God like you who forgives iniquity and passes over the transgressions of the remnant of his heritage? Catch a clue of what that's saying. Who is a God like you who forgives the iniquity? That's the cost of your sin and the byproduct of your sin. Okay? And passes over the transgressions of the remnant of his heritage. He retains not his anger forever because he delights in mercy and loving kindness. So what is his majesty going to keep pouring out on you? Mercy and loving kindness. And it's going to have to start being dropped into your own heart. You can't just give it to somebody else. You know, if you're full of love and mercy and kindness, what's going to pour out of you when something happens around you? You're going to give it out because you've got plenty. Amen? But if you're full of resentment, anger, and self-destructive thought patterns, what do you think you're going to give out when something happens around you or someone gets irritated? Did you ever find that you were barking back? Yeah, me too. Okay? And I don't like it. Okay? And I'm not going to condemn myself because that old man is dying. Look at your neighbor. Say, the old nature is dying. All right. That's the whole thing, isn't it? Verse 19 is also sweet. He will again have compassion on us. He will subdue and tread underfoot our iniquities. That is awesome. He will tread underfoot our iniquities, the price that we should be paying for our bad behavior is under where? Under his feet. I mean, how low can you get? You will cast all, some, a few, all our sins into the depths of the sea. Woo-hoo! So where are your sins? Into the depths of the sea. What are you doing reminding him of your failure? How about reminding him of you're not guilty anymore? Uh-huh. That one's kind of sweet to digest, isn't it? Yeah. It's confirmed in Psalm 103, verse 12. You will show your faithfulness and perform the sure promises of Jacob and loving kindness and mercy to Abraham as you have sworn to our fathers from the days of old. So, he's letting you know. You're being changed inside of your soul about how you think about who you are in Christ. And when that reality begins to manifest on a daily basis, you will cause a lot of jealousy. You will irritate the old patterns of how you think, how you respond, and those around you will definitely be questioning you. And you're going to give them what? Mercy. Mercy and loving kindness and what? Living life. Yeah. So your opinion of yourself is going to manifest in how you respond to those around you. And that means your entire house. All of those that love you are going to be watching you as you respond. I had someone give me a comment this past week
And I said something. This is a young person, and they're 20s. I said something, and they responded, and I said, well, what are you going to do in 50 more years when you're catching up to me? Well, I'm going to be just like you. I says, I pray you're right. But are you ready to pay the price? And they wanted to run away. What's the price you're going to pay to let go of your old patterns of thinking about yourself? By declaring the word. This is something that I used to do, and I still do periodically. My suggestion is you get yourself some post-its and put some of these scriptures in black and white, abbreviated if you wish. Put it on your bathroom mirror, your maybe bedroom mirror, where you get dressed in the morning, where you brush your teeth. You might consider the refrigerator door. You could visit there once in a while. Your rearview mirror of the car. No, it doesn't have to be a big one, but some of these scriptures that declare who you are. Some of these scriptures that declare your new nature. And you'll see the manifestation of the righteous person that you are. Because he's already paid the price. Time for you to walk in. Amen? It's time for you to walk in. Close your Bibles. I want you to stand. Would you just lift your hands to the Lord? Say, Holy Spirit, all these words are just words until they become life to me. So I'm asking you, Lord, to keep reminding me. Rehearse these words in my heart about who I am in Christ Jesus. I do not fail. I'm not a failure happening. I'm a new creation. And I am righteous because of what Jesus did for me. I am full of life. And I will release life everywhere I go. But it starts by what I give to myself. Lots of mercy. Lots of compassion. And no more condemnation. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen. Share some hugs with each other.